All right, back again. We're talking about breaking out of the box of preservatives.
Yes, and additives. And
yeah.
Under something tasty.
So I remember growing up, you know, it was a different mindset back in the day when I was growing up, just like every generation, right? And so my generation, it was a lot of the boxed hamburger helper, banquet chicken. I remember as a kid, I couldn't wait for mom to go get that boxed chicken, you know, because it was crispy and she'd fry it in the oil or, you know, it's to just to think of it now.
Well,
it's like, ugh. But back then, that was kind of the thing because none of us knew any better to what that looked like. But think about this for a minute. Hamburger helper and banquet chicken.
Right.
They're both in boxes. And anytime you find anything in the store, and we're going to go there, okay? For those of you that don't know, some of you really do know. Anything that you find in a box is not the healthiest thing for you.
Anything outside of the produce aisle is being processed, boxed additives.
Yeah. But when it's out of the box, example, produce, it's the best for you.
Mm-hmm.
So when we're looking at things in the box, then we have this mindset that says it has to be in that box for it to taste good and for it to be good. Not knowing that there's a whole new world.
Yeah.
Big, huge world of fresh produce and
fruit. Off the vine. Off the vine. Hello. What did God say? I am the vine, you're the branches.
Yeah.
You want to be picked off the vine, not picked, out of the box.
Yeah, picked from the vine. So when we're being challenged with truth, you guys, and this is a big deal right now because people are really searching and they're saying, well, wait a minute. You know, this COVID thing blew things wide open for me, for my church structure, my religious community, or just community in general. And so then they're in disarray going, well, why can't I go back to the bar? Why can't I go back to the church? Why can't I go back to see my friends?
I'm going to be labeled a backslider.
Yeah, why can't I just, I can't stand, I heard one guy when I was doing some contract work in the Bay Area when this thing first started. And he used to, you know, he's a guy I worked with. He's like, he'd go to the bars all the time to, you know, as a single guy and he was having a time of his life, according to him, you know, going out to and having community with his friends and picking up on people and all this. And he's like, he just had a complete meltdown because he's like, I feel like I'm in prison. And he'd always just be so stressed out.
Because he couldn't go.
Because he couldn't go. And we've heard the same thing from a lot of believers, a lot of Christians saying, man, this is the devil keeping me out of my church, and this huge meltdown because they weren't allowed to go back and be. And this is what we've often said. When you've been in a box for so long, whatever that box is, and it doesn't mean that it all has to be bad.
Yeah, box of inclusion.
But when you've been in that box, the other banquet chicken and the other noodles is what you see all the time. Okay, that's what you experience all the time. But when something blows open and you come out of that box,
forced, and you can't get back in it.
Yeah, through force change, okay? Then you're like, I want to go back in the box because I'm not used to this.
That's why I feel safe. That's my frame.
That's my frame. And so we've often said this, is that COVID, why is it that billions of people praying against it for it to be removed, it hasn't happened yet? And so it's like, okay, then you have to sit there and go, okay, why is it allowed? Why is something like this allowed to be? Well, could it be that it's to break us out of the box of our conditioning? To say, oh, is there something new for me? Is there something more?
Right.
Is there something greater than my own little box?
Right. And where did I originate from? Because obviously it's not this box. So have I been sold a lie? Have I been sold a brand I've been living in when I authentically didn't originate in this hamburger helper or in this
banquet chicken
or stir fry? And maybe my kind is out in the broccoli fields or the You know, or just the box mentality. We become so loyal to a brand, and this is so huge with religion.
Yes.
We become so loyal to our church denomination, and God forbid we go look at another denomination or listen to another pastor or teacher, because we've got to be loyal to the box we're in. And
because this is our tribe, this is our family, mm-hmm. and we don't want to break that loyalty and that bond, realizing that our family is the entire earth, it's humanity.
But what if God was the one that actually took the lid off?
Exactly.
And said, be free! And said, come here, I've got something I want to show you. I have something new I want you to taste and see that I'm good in. And because we've been so comfortable in our little box and comfortable, our palate's developed only to the hamburger helper, we don't know the amazing gourmet foods out there, or that maybe we were more designed to eat fruits and vegetables because that's how our bodies are wired. But we've been so sold into a bill of goods that our bodies are designed to eat the meats and the starches together, worst combination, and just all these additives and all this kind of stuff. And so we've almost been drugged into it, not knowing the truth of how we're actually designed. You know, I was just sitting here the other day thinking, like, you know what? If we were really designed to eat cows, go out there and try to gnaw on that thing or use your nails to break his flesh apart or anything. You can't. You can't, any way you look at it. If you don't have a man-made knife or fire or bullets or whatever, you can't do it in your natural, authentic self.
Like a lion could, or like a carnivore.
So what does that tell you? It's like, okay, when did this lie start then? And so again, it's just these awakenings and becoming more conscious to, wow, why am I not thinking about this? What have I been sold to in marketing and my boxed theology? Additives. What are these additives coming at me that are altering me?
Now, having said that, we believe in this sliding scale kind of thing where if you're not quite there yet, we used to love meat like everybody, a lot of people, okay? And our sliding scale is, okay, well, today we just won't have meat for dinner, okay?
Yeah, and we've been off of like beef and chicken
for
years.
But that's us.
Still have some fish.
Yeah, if you're still on beef, please don't judge us and say, well, look at you. You just that skinny little Amy, you know. I mean, we've heard it all, right? Just look at it as like this. It's just different levels of awakening, like Amy said. It's just epiphanies, mm-hmm. awakenings, revelations. And if you're still like, I just heard somebody, this is so funny, God allows me to see this stuff. Heard somebody say, John and Amy, you're bashing Hamburger Helper, and it's helped raise my kids. I didn't have any other money to do anything else. Couldn't afford anything else. Well, let's break that on down for a minute. Listen, if it helped people, if it helped your family, you know, from starvation, fine. But if the idea of awakening is to say, okay, what's really in this box?
Right.
And so when you're blown open from somebody coming in and showing you something fresh and vibrant and green and good, then or juicy fruit
that's cancer free,
and you're like, oh, okay, I didn't realize it tasted so good. I didn't realize that you could prepare dishes this way. And man, I'm feeling so much better. See, when you come out of the box, whatever that box is, and you start feeling better, that's your gauge.
Yes.
That's your gauge. How do I feel?
Yep. How do I feel? And again, we're using this as an analogy too, as an analogy of being so boxed into our religious thinking. And, you know, my way or the highway. And we have these blind spots, you know. We only see in part. And this is why God's always saying to be teachable and to not put him in a box in limited thinking. And, you know, the ego wants certainty. The ego wants absolute. And so this is why we become so loyal to our brands, you know, of the food we're eating, the church we're going to, the shows we watch. Are, you know, the town we live in, everything routine and predictable. The ego wants predictable. And the spirit, your spirit is always in curiosity, awe and wonder, growth, maturity, willing to expand. Your whole purpose here is to be able to expand. And so a lot of times our ego is stunting our growth. And full of pride, we're taking pride in what we know. We don't like to step out of that because we don't like the feeling of not being competent. And so all these things are stopping us. And so here's the thing too, right? Okay, you're eating hamburger helper. It's what you had. But you think you're saving money on that end, but in comes the doctor bills, right?
Yeah.
With your kids or you having diabetes, which is usually stems from the fat and the meat and undigestible stuff with combining starches and proteins. So now your kids got diabetes, they're getting tumors, you know, now you got all these hospital bills, or maybe it's for you. And so now you got money coming out of that end.
Yeah, it tasted good for a minute.
So there's a cost.
But we pay in the long run.
There's a cost. It's the same with boxed religion. There's a cost because you're living in fear. And love is not going out fully to humanity. And this isn't everyone. But if it resonates and you know it's true, you know, right? If a shoe fits and you're experiencing this clenching around your foot, this boxing around your foot, then it's something we got to take a look at. Because God's nature, you know, his shoes that fit are fluid. There's flow to them.
And lightness.
And lightness and originality. To get back to the way he designed us to be. And he didn't create religion. He's not into boxes, you know?
Yeah, it's really good. That I remember, and just being reminded of when COVID first started, and I was on social media, and I just wanted to see what the buzz was and the chatter from the whole religious world and the church world. And almost all, if not all of it was, we're blaming the devil, we're blaming the enemy for keeping us out of church. And
yeah, if my you, rights.
Yeah, if you look at this, if you zoom out and you look at this from a galactical viewpoint and you say, okay, people were crying out, church people, religion, they're crying out for change prior to COVID. Something's got to change. We're tired of doing the same old thing. And revival happened. Revival come. And revival this, revival that. Okay, and then COVID hits. And then we're scattered. And no community, right, for many people. Then what you see is people doubling down and going to legislature and running for Senate and all this that would have never went there before. But because of fear and egoic attempts, this is just true, you guys, then they double down and say, oh no, we're not going to let the devil do this. When just go with us here for a second. Could it be that God was simply answering a prayer through a venue or through a substance? And I'm not saying God sends sickness, that's not what we're saying, but allowing something to take place for forced change.
To uproot things.
See, we don't believe, you know, Jesus came to heal people and set them free and deliver them from all manner of sickness and disease. Okay, so we're not going to say God's going to put a disease or a sickness on people to teach them a lesson. That's not, that's warped.
But our own state of lower consciousness is what brings it in.
Exactly.
And now it's unearthing things to get us to look at the state that we've come to.
And that's what it is. It's like, you got it. You know, if you were at all awake during that time when it started, or even now because it's still swimming around, is what does this mean? It's one of the most beautiful questions to ask. What does this mean?
And what does it mean for me?
And what does it mean for me? Because it could be, it's almost like, you know, crying out to God for, I remember doing, this is so silly when I think about it. I remember years ago I was asking God, oh, just give me this girlfriend, you know, just give me this girlfriend and I promise I'll be better, you know. And I don't know why I was reminded of that, but I prayed that. I got the girlfriend and I was like, I don't want this one anymore, God. Can we please reverse that prayer? I said, well, I'm giving you what you asked for. And then we're like, okay, what do I do now? it's like everybody's going, God, we need change. We want change in the religious world. We want change in the church.
We want change that we can control.
Yeah, that we can control. And then all of a sudden COVID hits and we're like,
nobody can control it.
Yeah, and then it didn't go away after billions of people praying. And they're just like, okay, what do we do now? Well, that's just it. Still ourself. Still thyself.
Go inward.
Go in and say, what does this mean for me? Because it could be that you've been stuck in a box of banquet chicken for the last 20 years and God is simply answering your prayer, right? And then you're like, oh, but I want to go back to that banquet box of chicken because it tasted good. Yeah. And it felt like home, sliding around in all that grease.
Yeah. Yeah. And it could have been your job. It could have been your religion. You know, it could have been the relationship you were in, whatever, right? You were just so, so adapted to it. And now you've got to develop whole new taste buds because it's been obliterated. It no longer exists. That position no longer exists. And now you're left in a vulnerable spot. But it's a rebuilding and a rediscovering to find the real you. The real you is always there. It's just pushed down by boxes of banquet and chicken, right?
But once those are removed,
the cork, your true purpose, the true you will float back to the surface. You haven't fully lost yourself.
Yeah, and I'm just, oh man, I'm going to go there. Yes, Lord.
Yeah, we go there on these podcasts.
So I was just reminded of some peeps we know. We care for them, and it's hard to watch, right? It's just, you know, when you've awakened and then you look back at the banquet chicken, you just lose taste for it. And it's like, okay, well, maybe that's somebody's consciousness right now because it's feeding them whatever,
and
grease.
And they're addicted to it.
So they're addicted to it.
Yeah.
Just like we have been, okay? Yeah. So I'm reminded of these guys, and this is just it. We're talking about awakening. We're talking about stilling ourselves when something happens and asking, what does this mean for me? So I'm watching several people that have had horrific diabetes and they're on, insulin. They're, you know, going to dialysis. And yet they keep eating the banquet chicken and not realizing, okay, I lost a limb. I'm going to dialysis. What does this really mean? And then you have...
It's like a chicken wing for a chicken wing.
Yeah. And then you have conventional medicine that says it doesn't mean that at all. So then they feed you the banquet chicken in the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Not realizing that it's always right in front of our face. The answers are within and right in front of our face. We're just not awake enough to see that it could be the hamburger helper or the banquet chicken that has been bringing the issues, causing me to lose limbs, causing me to go into
high blood
dialysis.
Pressure.
Once you go into dialysis, oh man.
Yeah, it's not good, guys.
And then they'll keep eating the same thing that put them into dialysis.
Isn't that called insanity?
It is. And so spiritually speaking, you guys, we want to run right back to something that was actually killing us.
Yes. And putting a heavy load on you, you know?
Yeah, when we left the institutional world back in 2003, Amy was having a mental breakdown. Mm-hmm. And I was losing it as well. I was in heavy depression and I was very angry. Mm-hmm. And we're like, what does this mean?
There
did
was
we go
so much
back?
Shame and guilt.
Yeah, and then we started coming out, and then people would warn us. They'd say, if you dive out of this banquet box of chicken, your goose
you're
is cooked.
You're not gonna be a chicken like we are.
Don't fly the coop, pal.
We broke from the chicken mentality.
If you fly this coop,
oh man.
Something's going to swoop down and get you. You're going to hit a brick wall.
Oh,
and
heard everything.
Oh, yeah. You
God.
Hear it all, right? So the
that
idea.
Wasn't love.
Yeah. The idea is when the box breaks open and you see clear blue, wide open spaces, then you go, okay, what does this mean for me?
Yeah, like a free range chicken getting free. I mean,
exactly.
It's so unfamiliar and so foreign. It's like, wow, I've never seen the color green before. And then it you know, it was like, what happens? It's they run back to the chicken coop because it's familiar? you know, and God's trying to get them to learn how to actually eat the bugs outside and enjoy the grass and the sunshine. But if you're so accustomed and, you know, trained to be fed conventional grain and you know, that somebody else is taking care of you in the chicken pen, then that's where you're comfortable and that's where you keep coming back to. When all along God is trying to set you free, you know? So who are you going to listen to? Who is your God then?
That's just it. Is it other people? Because all you're doing is looking at greasy pieces of chicken next to you.
Yeah.
And they're going to feed. Yeah, they're feeding people all right, but what are they feeding them? And so each joint supplying, but what are you supplying? Toxins? And then those toxins go out to the environment.
Yes.
And then everybody else gets infected by toxins. You know, in America and in Western worlds, we are the most sickly, unhealthy people on the planet. When you go to Asian worlds, where they eat mostly like vegetables
and fruit and herbs.
And fruits and herbs and fresh food without preservatives, you see a much healthier humanity.
Yeah.
But society, you know, in many ways. And that's why it's a proven fact that Asians in general, okay, can smoke cigarettes and not have nearly the cancer rate, lung cancer rate, as America or Western nations. Why? Because they have seaweed and things in their diet that counteract it. Now, we're not giving license to say go smoke cigarettes, but what we're saying is there's a component that cancels that stuff out, or at least to a degree. So what we're saying is if we're just stuck in a box looking at other pieces of chicken that have the same thing going on, and we're not learning anything new
to go within and listen to the spirit within,
then we're going to stay in our box of toxins. And believe me, it gets toxic.
Yeah.
We were so toxic
in that world. Sure.
We were like, yes, there was some good. Don't take us wrong here. There was some good there, some good people there. But we were being conditioned through a mixture of toxicity.
Yeah.
And a little piece, you know, a little piece of goodness here and there, a little fresh fruit, a little vegetable here and there. But I can tell you the conditioning outweighed it. Why? Because the level of understanding said you need to be loyal to me. And if you're not loyal to me, then when you fly that coop, don't ever think about coming back into this box of banquet chicken. Don't ever think about it. And then when you fly the coop and you go eat the bugs and you get the freedom, you look back at the banquet chicken, you're like, I don't want to go back to that box.
Yeah, they're fenced in. Fenced in. You know, God designed us to be free birds.
Free birds. Now, I can just see somebody saying, okay, I have a freezer full of banquet chicken. What do I do now with this chicken gin?
Set it free.
Set it free in the dumpster.
It's going to end up one place or the other.
Yeah, it's going to end up in the dumpster anyway. Hello.
Hello.
So anyway, some crazy analogies there, but you get the point. If we're eating stuff out of a box, it means that we're boxed in. If you eat the fresh fruit and the fresh produce and all
off the
goodness.
Grapes off the vine.
Right off, plucked right off that vine.
That's
where all the nutrients
alive.
Are.
It's alive. It's there to help you and awaken you, you know? It's just amazing what living fruit will do for your brain, your neurological system. I mean, it's the true energy source for your body.
And same with the fruit of the spirit. That's why
there
it's
you
called.
Go.
That's why it's called fruit.
Yes. So anyway, you know, it's just, we just want to touch on these areas. It just to just provoke thoughts to awaken, because we can just so be asleep. Because we just heard the same thing over and over that we just think it's normal. And the ceiling is really being taken off right now of this whole big awakening to get us to become conscious, to really come into our authentic selves, to actually start thinking for ourselves and checking in with God ourselves, not going to a pastor or a leader or just anybody that you just so looked up to, but you've become a clone to them. And you've lost yourself.
Yeah.
And so God's calling everybody back to Him, back to your true self, and to be okay with it.
Yeah, and we're not anti-community by any means, guys.
Yeah.
You know, this is an anti-community message more than it is an an anti-box music message. Because the box can really, you know, you can find a little tiny bit of nutrients in there if you stay in that spiritual box or that physical box. However, it's enough to just keep you alive.
Yeah.
And so what we're saying is, if you're part of a healthy community of people, wonderful.
Yeah, you're free.
And if you're growing, if you're being challenged within yourself to grow, without someone trying to control your life and say you better not leave here kind of thing, then hey, awesome.
Yeah.
If you're part of that kind of community, wonderful. When you can come and go and leave as you please and nobody's condemning your life.
Exactly.
Then you're in a more of a healthy type setting, because we do need each other in not a needy way, but help one another through service. And when you look at it from a healthy perspective of through service rather than I need you.
Yeah.
Then you're starting to awaken more so than you realize.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and there's great leaders out there, too, that have had their own encounters with God and are leading through relationship with God instead of their ego. So, again, it's just discernment, right? Even God said, taste their fruit. Taste and see, you know? So, yeah. So, anyway, if anything, this hopefully is just more confirmation to what you already know. So, we love you all tons. Stay tuned for the next.
Stay tuned for the next, and... say goodbye to Banquet Chicken.
Bye.
Bye.